while Ardsale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
If I was to ask today, what is the darkest time in history? I think, can I ask that question? Is it safe for me to ask? What is the darkest time in history? What is the darkest day in history? You can shout out an answer.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Yeah. Okay, Good Friday. Yeah? When Eve ate the apple. Good Friday. When Eve ate the apple. I love the dichotomy of both of those answers. Good Friday and when Eve ate the apple. I think that's enough, actually. Thank you. Thank you very much. When Eve ate the apple and Good Friday, there's a dichotomy between two, but then there's a similarity. They both highlight the sinful nature of man. Did someone say Christmas? Oh my God. Pastor Deji. We need to pray more. Someone said Christmas. But yeah, I like those two answers. They're both quite similar but different. But they both highlight something, and that is the sinful nature of man. Our passage for today is one of three predictions that Jesus makes about his death. It's one of three. And It's one of three predictions that Jesus makes about his death. And before Jesus was nailed to the cross, before he was going to die, he told the disciples, I'm going to die, and I will be crucified and nailed to the cross and scorned and spat at and beaten. And I like the following three scriptures, and I want to share them with you before I get into my sermon. And that's John 10:18. And it says, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. Matthew 27:50. When Jesus died, he did what he said. He gave up his life, yielded his spirit, and sent his spirit forth. Corinthians 2:8. None of the rulers of this age understood this, that if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The death of Jesus was an elaborate plan by God himself. And if I be honest, I do think that Good Friday is one of the darkest days in history, but maybe not for the same reason that you might think it is. I was saying to someone, I think my sermon is a bit controversial because we all come to church on Good Friday to mourn the death of Christ and to mourn how he suffered and how he was beaten and how, but we forget the whole point of it all. Because truly, the darkest thing about Good Friday is our sin. And not the suffering of God. Because the Bible says, it pleased the Lord that he should crush the Son. Because yes, we come and we mourn that the soldiers beat him and the Pharisees, they condemned him to death. But we forget that the worst thing about Good Friday is actually our sin. We are the soldiers that crucified him. We are the Pharisees that condemned him. The worst thing about Good Friday is our sin. And if we miss that, we miss the whole point of the cross. In Matthew 10:28, Jesus tells the disciples, do not fear those who can kill the body, So let us not forget the worst part of it all. It wasn't that he was beaten. Because if it was, then why would he say, do not fear those who can kill the body? It wasn't that he was crucified, but it was that he was separated from God, that he had to bear the chastisement of our sin upon himself and be separated from God completely. I had a conversation with a couple of women that I pray with, and we were checking in on ourselves, and I said to them, I'm having a bit of trouble, and the trouble that I'm having this Easter is that I'm still trying to understand the depth of what Jesus did for us on the cross. I'm trying to understand what it actually means, because if we are not to fear death, if we are not to fear death, then why is it that we focus so much on Jesus dying? And if the disciples teach us that death is only a passage from this life to the next, and that we should rejoice because to live is Christ and to die is gain, why is the focus so much on the fact that Jesus died if it's only a transition? But truly, what God was trying to point out on the cross is our sin and the separation that it causes between us and God. Because when did he cry out? He cried out when the separation happened. He said, my Lord, why have you forsaken me? Or should, am I to believe that my Lord stayed up all night praying in the Garden of Gethsemane because he was to be nailed to the cross? Is that the worst part of Good Friday? Or is the worst part of Good Friday that he was to be separated from himself? Because the Bible says that no one takes his life from him. He lays it down for us. So if we focus on him dying, then I guess we miss the point of the cross. Does God fear death? So the cross actually is a sign of hope. Why Jesus died is to give us a reflection of ourselves. And he's lifted up so we can see the intensity of what it can look like when we disobey God. The extent of what sin can do. The rebellion against God, what it can do in us. That is the darkest part of Good Friday. It was never that Jesus was pinned on the cross, but it was that we pinned him on the cross. It wasn't about the soldiers who pinned him. It's about our sin. Because it's all good that we pray to the Pharisees. Because we do often do that. We do. We forget ourselves. When Jesus died, he overcame our fear of death. When he came, he taught us that we should not fear those who can kill the body, but we should fear God who can destroy the soul. We should fear that separation from God. The cross is a light that shows the deep hole that is between us and God. Something happens to us when we look up on the cross. It reflects who we truly are. God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God is the sole it's the sole thing that is responsible for the cross. We are not responsible for the cross. How dare we think that we can kill Christ? We are not responsible, and I'll prove this to us today. throughout the book of Matthew 27, we see that Judas repents. He finally comes to himself. Pilate washes his hands. We are convicted because God's love is displayed for us as clear as day to see. So Good Friday is never a cause for sadness. Not for the reasons why we think it is. But what we should mourn is sin. Not that Christ died, because that is a sign of hope. On Monday, we had the opportunity to go and minister to Key Stage 1 at Harris Primary. And we went there, and the whole point was to go there and explain the story of Easter to these young people. And, you know, we were ready with all our bits and sweets and, you know. And we were going to share the story of Easter with these young people. And for me, what I witnessed there was stronger than any sermon I've ever heard. And it changed my perspective on Easter. We went and we shared the hope of Easter with these young people. And I'm just going to ask Okoswe to please, or the media team, to please put up the slide. And so we had a few things that we were doing, and my part to play was to tell the story of Easter. And so I went up and I had a few signs, different types of crosses, that the children could help me to explain. And one of the signs I had was a gravestone with a cross on the gravestone. And we put the sign up, and I asked the children, what does this mean? And they screamed out, oh, someone died. It's a gravestone. And others shouted out, it's a cross. And we got through my part, and at the end, I don't know why I did this, but I re-emphasized this. I said, for us Christians, this gravestone represents hope. Because we believe, we're not afraid of death, because we believe when we die, that we will rise again in Christ Jesus. So when we look at this picture, it's actually a sign of hope. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. The gravestone is a sign of hope. And if it's therefore a sign of hope, then why is it that we marvel at the darkness that we sometimes face in life? If Jesus defeated death, which is our greatest enemy, what is the things that we face in this life? What are they? If death is the greatest thing, sorry, can I just have a show of hands? If you think about the darkest thing you're facing now in comparison to death, would you say death is the worst thing? Please just raise your hand if you do. If you think death is the worst thing than the darkness you're facing now. Wow, there's only 3 people. You'd rather die than face what you're facing now? Okay, I have to rephrase the question. Okay. If you think death is worse than the thing you are facing now, the trial and tribulation, the dark time, or the hard thing that you're facing in your life now. If you think death is worse than that, please raise your hand. Rephrase again. Okay, so right now in this room, can I ask you, is anyone facing a trial and tribulation now in life? Is anything hard? Are you facing a dark time? Is there something that you feel like only God can solve? Yeah? Are you facing anything now that you feel like this is really hard and only God can help me out of this? Is that thing you're facing worse than death? No. But the Bible says Jesus defeated death. So if that thing is not worse than death, then why do we worry? Are you with me? I just wanted to bring light to it. If it's not worse than death, then why do we worry? I don't know who it was I was speaking to, and I said, life is only about 100 years, if that, if you're blessed enough. It's only about 100 years. So we come through life, and every single one of us actually have, we have eternal life. Everybody will live eternally. We all have eternal life. We all do. The only choice is where we spend eternal life. So as Christians, we make the choice to spend eternal life with Christ when we submit to Him. So life is only but a tiny speck of our lifetime. So when we say our lifetime, I'll give God my lifetime. You mean the 100 years? Beyond that, there's eternity. So the suffering we face today is only but for a moment. And that is the hope we have in Jesus. That is the hope we have in Him. God is in control the entire time. So like I said, what is the darkest time? What is the darkest thing you're facing? May I dare say that God is sovereign even over the dark thing that you're facing, your trial and tribulation, the hardship. Should I put a name to it? Whether it's sickness, poverty, hardship, divorce, separation, heartbreak, the pain you're facing, depression, whatever it is that you're facing now, God is sovereign over it, and nothing happens unless He allows it to happen. It's not His desired will, but it is His permissible will. And just like the cross, there is hope in the dark time that you are facing. The cross is still powerful enough. And there still remains another rest. Another rest. There still remains another rest, even beyond this life. So no matter how dark the dark times get, remember that even Good Friday is a sign of hope. Even death is a sign of hope. Because as Christians, we believe that this gravestone with the cross on it is a sign of hope. Because death has been defeated on the cross. And Jesus came to give us the truth. The truth that is death is not the end. There is life after death. Yes, there is hope after death. There is joy after death. There is peace after death. There is the reconciliation after death. The cross is able to heal our hearts. It can penetrate even beyond that. It's able to mend our broken soul. Yes, Friday is dark, but Sunday is coming. Sunday is the Sabbath. Beyond this life, there is an eternal rest, a resting place where there is no more sickness, poverty, brokenness, pain, hatred, break, heartbreak, separation, bondage to sin. Although eternal life is ideal, this life is no cause for sorrow. Because Christ has brought a new significance to our Friday. Don't get me wrong, I'm not undermining the pain that we face today. The fear of today, the hurt of today, the loneliness of today, the shame of today. I could go on and on and on. Friday, as I said, is a sign of hope. Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. Once we are in Christ, we have a new beginning. It is finished. We no longer live like how we lived when we were in the world, hoping that things will be perfect here, because they won't. Things will never be perfect here. They will never be perfect here. But we can rest in God here. We can have peace in God here, because in Christ we have hope. And I want to close with this, Psalms 91. verses 3 to 4. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you can hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger by night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in darkness or sickness that strikes at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die, or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. God will see to it. And even if it's unto death, even then, there is still hope. Even if the sickness is unto death, the heartbreak is unto death, whatever it is, even if it's unto death, there is still hope. So let us hope, because Sunday is coming. Sunday is that eternal rest in God, where we will have perfect peace and we will be in perfect harmony with Him and one another. So let us hope in Him. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.